Rod's Pulse Podcast number 32. Congratulations, social bookmarking and pod safe Christmas.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Dashing through the snow.
Well, hello. Welcome back. I hope you enjoy my little mashup there in my intro. That was Jingle Bells by Natalie Brown. And again, I found her on the PodSafe Music Network. If you go to the link on my website at www.rodspulsepodcast.com, you'll find a link to her site on the PodSafe Music Network. She says that her influences are Gladys Knight, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Elton John, and she has quite a range, good voice, and thought I'd play a little Christmas music. Yes, Merry Christmas and or Happy Holidays. Also hope you enjoy the other teaser I just played, and that's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Twisted Sister. And yes, that is the hard rock group from the 70s, as is happening now with many of the more mature bands, shall I say. Even though they've signed their rights over to the recording companies for their published music CDs, any performances, live performances, where they own the master, they have the right to do whatever they want. So Twisted Sister is putting some of their music up on the PodSafe Music Network. Now, I was never a great fan of hard rock in the 70s, but it's almost a relief listening to some of this compared to some of the music my teenage daughter is playing these days. Anyway, I hope you enjoy those two pieces, and I'll be playing both of them at the end of this podcast. Today I'll be covering some news from the Podosphere, basically one article that you may have seen. I don't know if you subscribe to Time Magazine, but even if you don't, you've probably heard that every year they do a Person of the Year cover story. And they adopted a new approach this year. Quote, "It's a story about community and collaboration on a scale never seen before. It's about the cosmic compendium of knowledge, Wikipedia, and the million-channel people's network, YouTube, and the online metropolis, MySpace. It's about the many wresting power from the few and helping one another for nothing. The tool that makes this possible is the World Wide Web. The new web is a very different thing. It's a tool for bringing together the small contributions of millions of people and making them matter. Silicon Valley consultants call it Web 2.0, as if it were a new version of some old software, but it's really a revolution," end quote. Now, that's what we've been talking about a lot lately, Web 2.0. So I guess because of Time Magazine's Person of the Year this year, congratulations are in order. We are the Time Magazine's Person of the Year. So, who are we, according to Time? Quote, "Seriously, who actually sits down after a long day at work and says, I'm not going to watch Lost tonight. I'm going to turn on my computer and make a movie starring my pet iguana. Who has that time and that energy and that passion? The answer is you. And for seizing the reins of the global media, for founding and framing the new digital democracy, for working for nothing and for beating the pros at their own game, Time's Person of the Year for 2006 is you." End quote. So, congratulations. Okay, my main topic today is social bookmarking tools. Now, I've talked about these in the past. As early as Rod's Pulse Podcast number 17, I introduced social networking and talked about it again in number 23 and 28. Now, social networking sites are a little different in that they are focused on bringing together people of like interest. Sites like MySpace, YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, many others out there. So what are social bookmarking services? Well, I introduced social bookmarking when I talked about Delicious. Now, Delicious is probably one of the oldest social bookmarking sites, and they really make a lot of sense. It's a way for you to put a bookmark, not store it in your local browser, but store it on the web where you can get to it anywhere. Now, the beauty of it is that you can make those links public so that you can see what other people bookmark, and you can see how popular different websites are based on their bookmarks. Now, I use Delicious myself. If you go to rodspulsepodcast.com, you'll see in the right-hand column, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a section called Rod's Delicious Tags, and you'll see what's called a tag cloud, and I think I've mentioned this before. So under Rod's Delicious Tags, you'll see a group of words in alpha order, and the brightness of the word and the size of the word represents the number of sites that I've tagged with that particular word. And so anything that I've researched throughout doing my podcast, I tag using Delicious, and it's a great way to organize information based on the websites that you've visited. So there are other bookmarking services out there. If you look at my blog for today, you'll see a list of them. Now, Delicious is interesting in that it uses tags to organize and remember your bookmarks, and it's much more flexible than having a system of folders like you might have otherwise. Another very popular one is called Digg, D-I-G-G, and this is more related to users commenting on news stories to see what others rate as the most important or interesting news story. And they just added a podcast section, which is interesting. So you can go there and you should be able to search for my podcast and others and go directly to the audio files and see how other people have rated them. So if you use any of these services, by the way, please feel free to tag Rod's Pulse Podcast either under Delicious or Digg or some of the others I'll be talking about. Furl is another one, F-U-R-L. The unique thing about Furl is that it actually makes a copy of the web page that you want to save and share. Unlike some of the others, if a web page disappears, your bookmark is kind of useless. So Furl is nice in that it actually stores a copy of the web page that you visit. Now, another of the older bookmarking tools is Technorati. And that searches and indexes what they say is the world live web, especially blogs. Now, as you probably realize, it might take Google and other search engines quite a while to come around to indexing websites. It could take weeks, if not months. The interesting thing about Technorati and some of these other bookmarking services is that they can be automatically notified when a new blog episode is available. For example, when I put up a new episode on my blog, which indicates a new podcast is available, Blogger, which is the system I use to host my blog, automatically sends out a ping or sends out a notice to FeedBurner and Technorati and some other services that are there to index blogs. So if you do a special blog search, you're going to find information that's very recent. You're not going to have to wait for the general Google search engine to find something. So that's what they mean in Technorati by searching the world live web. Now, Google and Yahoo also allow you to save bookmarks. So if you're a Google or Yahoo fan and you use their homepage and customize it for your own use, you can save bookmarks there as well. So all these systems, you have to register. They're all free for that basic service, and then you can save your bookmarks using that particular system. Now, how do you encourage people to bookmark your particular blog or website? One way to do it is to put a cute little icon at the end of your episode. That makes it easy for folks using one of these services to bookmark your particular page or episode. And so you'll notice that I've just added, if you go to my site, www.rodspulsepodcast.com, you'll see a row of little icons at the bottom of my post. And if you mouse over them, you'll see the first one is to put a bookmark in Delicious. The second one is for Digg, which I've talked about. And third is Furl. And there's some others there that I include because they're supposed to be up and coming. One's for Squiddo, one's for Technorati, which I've mentioned, and then Yahoo and Google. So it makes it easy to bookmark a particular episode. Now, that can be somewhat time-consuming. You have to figure out, at least from the blogger's point of view, you have to figure out how to create the code to put those little icons in your blog or your page. However, I ran across a service called Bookmarks, and that's with a Z. They call that the cut-and-paste social bookmarking solution for bloggers. So it's very simple. You just check off on their website all the different bookmarking tools that you want to include on your blog, and they will give you the code that you can just paste into your blog template. So you have to know a little bit of HTML perhaps, but it makes it easy to put those little icons into your blog. So again, if you use any of those, and I certainly encourage you to dig into it, so to speak. Delicious, I like. It's simple. It's been out there the longest. They probably have the most users, and that's a good way to bookmark your own web surfing. But also, it would help me if you went in and bookmarked my episode. So check it out. Another reason I bring this up is because this is an up-and-coming meme, I guess, in the blogosphere or the Web 2.0. In my podcast number 30, I mentioned Blackboard Beyond Initiative, and that was one of the major additions they're going to be adding. And it's a social bookmarking service, really a social networking service, but including bookmarks. And I think it's very important for, as Blackboard seems to think, for lifelong learning. It's a way to remember and to keep at hand important, possibly educational or entertainment sites that you come across. If you want to dig into this in more depth, I encourage you to look at a Wired News article. They did an article on the social bookmarking showdown, and I have a link to that in my show notes. So that's it for my episode today. Please stick around and listen to the full songs, Jingle Bells by Natalie Brown and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Twisted Sister. Also at the end is my contact information. Please give a ring and leave me comments on my voice line. So, this time until next year, have a great holiday season, and I'll see you back in January. Bye for now.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.